Breaking news as we started the show today. New South Wales police have allegedly stopped a terror attack following the arrest of two teenage boys in Sydney Southwest. The 17-year-olds were carrying knives when they were arrested by the New South Wales Joint Counter-Terrorism Team in Bankstown today. Let's go to Ashley Mullaney, 7 News reporter who's following the trail. She's on the line. Ashley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So this is part of an ongoing counter-terrorism investigation. Police say there's no threat currently in relation to this matter.
Yeah, police are saying that there is no threat to the public at the moment. This operation was carried out early this afternoon. It's happened in the back laneway just metres away from Bankstown Court. And as you mentioned, it's been carried out by the Joint Counter-Terrorism Team involving officers from New South Wales Police. Now, those two 17-year-old men have been taken into custody and they remain in custody this afternoon. And it's not yet clear what they'll be charged with. I understand they're still being questioning, but police did seize two knives from these two boys at the time. So those men are still in custody this afternoon, and we're waiting to hear more information from police. But at this stage, that's what we know, Ben.
All right. Can you talk at all about the possible link or the implication for East Hills Boy High School, East Hills Boys High School in Panania? We know that there's been a lot of issues there over the years, and we've covered them on this program. They had graffiti attacks where someone was spraying about ISIS and beheading, and ISIS are coming. Then there were those issues to do with kids not standing during the national anthem, and we have reported this afternoon that there's a possible link here with this case. Can you talk about that at all?
Yeah, look, I have seen early reports about a link to the school. I understand those links aren't yet confirmed, but as you mentioned, there has been a lot of publicity around East Hills Boys High School and some of those incidents. So no doubt that will be part of the police investigation. And, you know, it's not yet clear really whether this was a long investigation for police and police were monitoring these two boys or whether this was some kind of tip-off that they've acted on. So we're still waiting to hear a bit more detail from police this afternoon.
All right, I know you've got phone vision of that arrest. You'll be showing it on 7 News tonight. Ashley, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Ashley Mullaney joining us, 131 873.